right, we're back here at the Solidarity Realty Studios in Madison, Wisconsin. It's the big show, Let's Get Local, the Dane by Local program, highlighting our organizations, members, groups like Community Living Alliance, and we'll recap them before the end of the show. We were trying to catch a really interesting member and group today, Me Wisconsin, MI Wisconsin, the website miwisconsin.com, which really provides an incredible service here in our community, and we're going to try to reconnect with them and get them on an upcoming program. It's been a little tricky, but man, it's really cool. Check it out, miwisconsin.com. We'll have them up here in just a little bit. But since we're making an audible here, we have a chance to connect with Megan Stern from Dane by Local, who is on her way or just arriving at a big deal here in town. Megan, where are you?
So awesome to be out here with everybody.
Yeah, so tell people again. So you are at Broadfest, of course, Memorial Weekend, synonymous with Broadfest for the last several decades, forever. And so many of our Dane by Local members are involved, and including, you know, one
Absolutely.
Of the big ones that started the whole thing.
Yeah, Metcalf. And, yeah, it's just wonderful to be here. They have some EV car displays, which represent several of our, a few of our members. And on the way in, I passed TNT Pet Service, so you can drop your pet off. That's one of our members at Dane by Local. So I'm barely in the door, and I'm already feeling all the Dane by Local love here.
Yeah, we know Easy Office Products has sponsored the kids area for such a long time and done so much there, too.
Yes.
And of course, Easy OP all over those community events, bringing joy to the community. That's what they do.
Yeah, and it smells amazing, like fried donuts. And I'm not to the brats yet, so I can't smell the brats. And I'm hoping to catch Corey from the Black Men's Coalition of Dane County. He and his group are volunteering here today. You had him on, I think, last week, was it?
Yeah, we talked to Corey a couple weeks ago, right, and about the baseball league they're starting. He's been all over the place since then, so I'm really happy to see, you know, so many different outlets in our community getting the message out and allowing them and helping them to get the message out about the baseball league they're starting. Again, raising money to allow everyone to play and also taking away the financial burden for those families that can't afford to pay hundreds of dollars to have their kids play baseball in the summer. So what a great operation, what a great effort they're doing there with the Black Men's Coalition of Dane County.
Yeah, and the weather is beautiful today. There's a few clouds in the sky kind of looming, but it's just like perfect temperature to be out at Broadfest.
So, Megan, you know, thanks for giving us the Broadfest update. What are your plans today? Do you have, I mean, are you like a multiple broad consumer? Like, how does it go for you?
No, I'm like, I maybe have two broths a year. So usually Broadfest is one of them, and I eat this one and I move on. My daughter's with us. She is vegetarian, so she's looking forward to trying the Johnsonville vegetarian version. Usually we just walk through, we check everything out. I always bring along some extra family food, and we park by the water and have one brat and then head out. So that's our plan today.
Great grounds over there, and I'm sure you'll say hi to and then acknowledge so many different Dane by Local members like you talked about.
Yeah,
Megan, anything else before I let you go? I checked in with you. You said we're at Broadfest. I'm like, well, what a great – I mean, I was going to talk about Broadfest anyway, so might as well head right there and get our on-site reporting from Megan Stern of Dane by Local.
Yeah, I'm excited. So thank you for having me on.
Tell people why they should come down and where they should head if they're interested in Broadfest and don't know about it.
Well, there's 1,000 volunteers here, which is amazing because everything is pretty much done by volunteers. And you can they'll guide you all the way in. And sorry, we're getting stopped by security right now.
So. That's legit, Megan. You are on site. We get the real sound, the real deal. Megan, have a great day and great time at Broadfest.
Thank
and say
you.
Hi to everybody for me, okay?
All right, you too. Bye.
That's Megan Stern reporting live from Broadfest. See, this is the kind of stuff you get on this show as well. We are on site in the community. That's what Dane by Local does, and we're so happy to be a part of it here at Double Radio, a member of Dane by Local. Also the opportunity to, you know, tell people about so many different great local groups. Next week, going to be fun. We're going to catch up with Pio from Delta Beer Lab, and I talked about their effort here with their Black is Beautiful brew. Third year in a row, they're doing a Black is Beautiful Black IPA. And the goal is to sell that out as quick as possible and get the money to Urban Triage and what they're doing. Pio is going to be on giving us more details about that next week. That's going to be fantastic to catch up with him again and find out what's happening at the lab, but then also highlight that Black is Beautiful information. So it's going to be really awesome to get the info out to the community again, straight from Pio and his team who helped create this, and learn about their good work and how you can help just by purchasing beer if you're interested and you like beer. Delta Beer Lab, one of the great local outfits that can supply you with beer, and you can purchase beer from. And again, you can get cans to go, or you can head to the lab. Either way, to support them. But this particular effort is so critical, and they're coming back for the third year in a row to do it. We're going to talk about that next week as well. So that's going to be fun. Also on next week's program, as we kind of look ahead here, we're just jumping in to a number of things, which is really fun because, you know, it's summertime. Like, we just talked about Bratfest. That's kind of a staple in Madison. Good to highlight that today. If you have a chance, I mean, all Memorial Weekend here, you can head over to the grounds at Bratfest near the Alliant Energy Center. And it's just beautiful, like the weather is, like Megan was talking about. So many wonderful Dame by Local members supporting that event. Again, Tim Metcalf, creator of the event or co-creator of the event. So, you know, wonderful to have that connection and see those local leaders doing great things. And we're going to have a follow-up on local leaders in just a second. Megan mentioned TNT Pet Care Services out at Bratfest right now, where you can drop off your pet. We're going to talk to them next week on the program. And Kosha Spa, Shilpa, will join us on June 4th as well. Again, we tried to have her last week. Well, unfortunately, guess what? COVID got her. And that's why she couldn't make it last week. So we know it's still going around. Be careful. Be safe out there. Enjoy your life. But, man, respect the virus and respect other people in the process. And also Forward Fertility. We'll talk with Christine Olson of Forward Fertility next week, too. So many wonderful guests on next week's program who we just have kind of heard about in recent weeks. And we'll get a chance to catch up with them. And that is next week on Let's Get Local. But as we were talking about, you know, earlier with leadership. And we talked about our local leaders at Bratfest. So we had promoted on this show, and hopefully you'd seen things about it, for the Dane by Local Leadership Conference, the first ever. There's a quick blip on Channel 3000 as well, called the VOSAT. That's what they call it in the news biz. But just a little short story highlighting that event that was on Tuesday, featuring, again, the keynote speakers, Drew Mitchell-Galfie from Back to Basics, also Keena Atkinson of Rougi Wellness, and Denise Jess with the Wisconsin Council of the Blind and Visually Impaired were kind of our three primary speakers, solo speakers. And then we had, I gave a brief address about communication and just kind of one little nugget to help people in their communication opportunities. And then had a wonderful panel discussion, man, with so many great leaders. Again, Stacy from the Soap Opera, Matt Van Ness from Brasserie V and Long Table Beer Cafe, Kat from Mala Yoga, Kat Casey from Mala Yoga right in Monona, Justice Castaneda with Commonwealth Development. And let me tell you, Justice dropped some some amazing things. Everybody was so insightful and brought their own perspective to this panel. It was amazing. But of course, Justice, I mean, he's just a powerhouse kind of guy. And some good nuggets from him, of course, but everybody on the panel just shared some incredible insight. Also Amber Sweener, I hadn't got a chance to catch up with Amber in a couple of years, so it's nice to see her. Again, her business now is Soul Seed. And last but certainly not least, our friend, sponsor of the show, Sue Peck, Evolution Financial, on that panel as well to bring her perspective and insight to that local leadership conference. And it was a beautiful, beautiful thing. Now, there is a video of the conference, and Dane by Local was working on making that available to people. So there might be an opportunity for you to check out those wonderful addresses by so many and the great things that our local leaders had to say at that conference soon. So check in with Dane by Local. Head to danebylocal.com and more information about that here pretty darn soon. But man, it was impactful. Great insight shared, kind of on a business side, but also personal development and a personal side. It was just a mixture of so much. And it's one of the reasons why I'm so passionate about working with local businesses and local nonprofits and organizations is because I know the passion that's behind it for so many of these people. I hear their stories. And that's, you know, some of them, it's been a lifelong dream. Some of them, maybe they kind of found their way into it, but they're putting it, they're all in. They're all in. And when people are all into something like that, man, most of the time, good results come. So please support our local businesses. Also, as we heard earlier in the show, just want to recap and remind you to support Community Living Alliance and their Gather to Give fundraiser. Now, Terry, the vice president of the board, was on with us at the first segment of the show today. And she told us about, you know, CLA, the services they provide, helping people stay in their homes, helping people with disabilities, working with them to maintain a good quality of life. And this is a fundraiser for those people that do the care, that provide the caregiving services. So, June 16th at the Brink Lounge in Madison. You can get your tickets online, clanet.org, clanet.org. And it's the Give to Gather, the Gather to Give fundraiser. And it's a CLA Board of Directors fundraising event. So the Board of Directors is fully behind this. And when you see fundraising events where the board's got their stamp on it, you know they're investing in that thing. So hopefully the community follows suit. Love Community Living Alliance, a wonderful organization here, working in Dane County, providing so many important services. Again, find out more about them at clanet.org and purchase those tickets for the June 16 event with CLA. Dane by Local has some other initiatives coming up here soon as well. We'll talk with them in recent weeks, but next week's program is all set. I'm excited about it. Enjoy Bratfest this weekend too, if you can, right? That's this week's show. We'll catch you soon. I'm Jason Hafeman, signing off.